But for rich countries in Europe and East Asia, the picture isn't so rosy. These countries have historically defined their national identity less in terms of universal ideals and more in terms of shared ancestry and ethnicity. Liberals would like to change this fact. However, countries such as Germany, Japan, and South Korea probably can't import enough people to cancel out aging without experiencing increased nationalism. Also, these countries are in a much worse situation in terms of fertility. Japan's rate is at 1.46, Germany's at 1.5, and South Korea's at a startlingly low 1.24. Without more babies, these countries' economies are in danger. How can the government raise the country's fertility rate? Singapore's failure to raise birth rates by encouraging marriage and paying people to have more children has been much publicized, leading some to believe that a policy promoting childbirth is useless. But Singapore might be a special case. It's a city-state with an extremely high population density. Countries with more room for lower-density suburbs may be a different story.